Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Back once again, just today, friends. It is your pal, Rob Vernon, and it's still a good day to have a good day. I got all my business done. I can spend a little time digging into the things that I was just kind of reiterating. And so, to me, we as a society, we do have to worry about our kids, and that's important, but we also have to worry about ourselves, because the fact of the matter is we are still the guardians of those children until they are ready to do their thing, right? So the question becomes, who looks after us? Nobody. The answer to that is, by the way, nobody. Nobody looks after us. We look after ourselves. And we always have to look after ourselves. We always will have to look after ourselves. There's no two ways around it. Right? So, we cannot continue as we are, doing the things that we're doing, and expect the Republic to survive. And I don't mean that in a way like, oh, blah, 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 democracy is in danger because this man might be president. No. No, we can survive together. We can survive bad leaders together. But we'll have a much more difficult time. Surviving a bad leader apart. And it's happening now, so we know it. We know it's true because it's happening today. I don't think, personally, that Joe Biden is a good leader. But I know for certain that Donald Trump isn't. But it doesn't make a difference who sits in that office. Not really. We've put a lot of importance on the presidency of late. And there's nothing more important, as we have learned subsequent to 2020. Nothing is more important than our local politics. So all politics ultimately are local, right? So while the establishment, such as it is, has us arguing with each other over things that are so far outside of our control, it's ridiculous. So, you know, national elections and foreign policy and all of that. The people that are doing the most damage are the closest to us. And yes, it sometimes includes some national or federal players, but not all the time, certainly. And so we have to make the determination at some point that we're going to abandon the things that don't work. And you are anxious, and I am anxious, and we're all anxious because we don't know what that means. Except we do. We know exactly what that means. We know exactly how it works. But we're not willing. And we're able, but we're not willing to make the changes that we need to make to fix it. We have to turn off the access that we are giving these companies to our lives. And when we do that, I suspect, I believe, in fact, that we will not only improve our day-to-day life, we will improve our day-to-day life, but we will also improve our outcome. You know, today is just another day example. We had the terrible thing that happened in Baltimore when that ship hit the bridge. Now, does that mean every bridge is in danger? Yes. But there's nothing you can do to control it. So you can't, that's an outside of your control situation. It was the perfect thing. You saw the lights flicker on the ship a couple times. They lost control of it, and they sent the Mayday, and people scattered off the bridge. They closed the bridge, all that kind of stuff. And they managed to save some lives. That's good. But things happen. That's why you have a things happen group. So your cops, your firemen, your firefighters, whatever you want to call them. I won't get into terms, but ultimately, it's your first responders that are going to save the day. And they're not there, friends, to you know, to protect you and save you in every possible respect they can. It's impossible for them to do it. I know I did it for a lot of years, and it's impossible to preemptively save you. You have to make your own better decisions. But in order to make your own better decisions, you have to be informed. In order to be informed, you have to get information. And in order to get information, you have to trust it. And we have so much anxiety because we can't. We can't trust it. We believed when I was growing up, when my parents, when I watched my parents and they watched television to get information, they believed the people on the screen. They believed the individuals on the screen. We've learned now that that period is over, and that the news today, the majority of national news especially, places we get our information, the ones that want to broadcast to us, not the news services get it right, but the news deliverers, so the talking heads, the you know, the Anderson Coopers, all these people. You know, Christine, all these people, all these folks that live in our space and use our information to get to sell ads, and they're the companies that employ all of these talking heads. You can't trust them fully anymore. So, you know, you have to find a good source of information, and I tactically I can tell you that you know, like Reuters and AP and a few of those places, they have a pretty good track record. BBC is also surprisingly good with some of the American things because they don't have the same slant or need for slant, right? But that technically doesn't matter. You figure that out on your own, right? But we have to figure out a way to make the determination that we're not going to let anxiety become a habit because we're afraid of all the things that might happen. Because it is killing us. Friends, it is legitimately 100% killing us. And for no reason. Literally no reason. I don't know. I don't know why we focus on some of the things that we focus on, but I know this for certain. The challenges that we face today are, in part, our own making, the majority, our own making, and the awakening of technology. And technology is good. As I said before, technology is good. It is saving lives, right? But it is destroying societies. Now, we cannot expect the things that happened in the 50s and 60s that were good. Plenty of bad shit happened then, too. We don't need to drill that through. We're looking for the good here, okay? So we don't need to exorcise demons here. We're not trying to do that. What we're trying to do is figure out what belongs where and how do we fix these problems. And so what that means is we have to go into the next generation, the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years with open minds, open hearts, open eyes. When I say be woke, I don't mean, you know, make sure you use proper pronouns. I mean, make sure you're awake to the things that are truly happening around your area, in your town, in your city, in your county, in your state even. Because every state is a breeding ground, right? Not every state breeds things that everybody wants, right? But every state is a breeding ground for some type of thought experiment. California is a great example of things that you shouldn't do in a lot of cases. Some that you should, but a lot that you shouldn't. Illinois is the same way, and it breaks my heart to watch it. It's a ghost state to me now. It's dead in a lot of ways to me now, Illinois is, but I still I'm from there. I'm a son of the black dirt. I you know, where the prairie meets the sky and the wind tells the trees its stories, I'm from there. but it's been taken over. It's been captured by just absolutely ridiculous, radical, oppressive rules, regulations, and government interventions. There's more, and at like 11 million or 12 million people in the entire state, 1/3 million live in the Chicagoland area, and they have the most units of government of any state in the nation. How? Texas and California have twice the people, 24 to 27 million. Texas and California compete for the size of the economy, both of which are roughly the size or bigger than the UK. Like, it's big, right? They're very big. And they don't have as many units of government as Illinois does. And it's not, this isn't an Illinois rant, but it's just to say that we're being driven to a point where we have a loss of ground. We're not grounded in anything now. With new information, we have to continually change, and we have to continually adjust in ways that we're not familiar with or comfortable with, and we don't fully, I think, understand. And this is, you know, this is not a scientific look at, or even a hard or soft scientific look at anything. This is just an observation from somebody who has seen the things go from bad to okay to pretty good, back to bad. And our food has never been worse for us, although we have access to more food than we could ever imagine to need or want, or even realize. We have a lot of food. We have access to a ton of it, but we misuse it. We send it in the wrong direction. We eat the wrong things. We eat 10 times the sugar that they did even 50 years ago. And I was there for that. We didn't eat a lot of sugar then. To get sugared Kool-Aid was magic. Like it was, you couldn't do it. You didn't. Your mom never gave it to you. But here now we've got sugar drinks everywhere, and children having heart attacks because they're banging through caffeine and all. I mean, I don't. All of this stuff is making us crazy. You know, and crazy, angry, fat, and lazy. It's just, it's too much. Even moderation isn't enough. You know, we need a little bit of tough love. We need a little toughening up. You know, I've gotten into conversations on social media, ironically, that, you know, people were like, oh, you expect us to just stay in a toxic job when, you know, I can just hop over here and make some more money and people might like me more? Nobody has the courage to stand and fight. They don't stand for anything unless it's, you know, unless it's anti-racist babies, which babies are already, they're already anti-racist. You make babies racist. They don't show up that way. Fuck out of here. You know, unless it's looking down on Europeans or being angry with white people or whatever. And there's a lot to be angry about with white people. Yeah, okay. But there's a lot to be angry about with everybody. Lots of people make mistakes. And so we have to stop being plucked apart and shoved into our own little boxes, because that is the thing that is making us that way. These alarm bells that are going off in the form of anxiety and ADHD and ADD and all the rest of this stuff, it is a byproduct of the environment that we are in, which we are currently living. And as an example, I have obviously Spotify, and it's great, and I like the product, and I listen to music, and I hear music that I haven't heard in a long time, and it's cool, right? But at home, in my little corner of the world, I have a little den type room that I have a couch in front of, a little entertainment center, and in there I have a fairly nice little turntable that I bought for myself with some speakers on a system, and I listen to vinyl records. Now, that's an old man thing to do, right? And it's a young music nerd thing to do, and it's a this and that. But I think one of the things that will bring us joy, happiness, peace, whatever it is that you want to, whatever it is that you want, one of the things that brings you that is intentionality in your day. So you set intentions for your day, your week, your month, what you desire to have. And you do those things because it brings you joy. So when we talk about that stuff, that's the first step in changing your outlook and changing your mindset and changing the difficult and challenging parts of your life into things that work a little bit more simply and a little bit more easily. That's the key, isn't it? Because if we can begin to do that, we can begin to feel the ground under our feet again. And we can begin to feel the safety that we once felt, even if we're only surrounded by a couple of family members, or even if we're completely on our own. They've been keeping us separated and in the air and confused and worried and scared for so long that it's torn us to pieces. It's torn us into strips, and we have to take the power back. We have always had it, is the thing. You don't realize how powerful you are as a person. You certainly don't realize how powerful you are as a group of people, but you can. You can think about that and you can act on it, can't you? Boy, oh boy, do we have the ability? Do we have the knowledge? Do we have the skills? We have it. We have all of it. And you can take advantage of that stuff and you can change your state. You can change how you feel. You can lower your anxiety. You can pay attention to things. You can fix the problem in yourself and carry on to whatever it is that you want to do. It's possible. I promise it is. And I'm working on it myself. And you'll go on this journey with me. You're not going to be alone. I'm going to be with you. You're going to be with me. And we're going to talk about it together. And we're going to give up the bad things for ourselves and for our lives. We're going to give up that stuff together. Because that's the only thing that can save us. It's unfortunate, but it's reality, right? So, yeah. We're going to do it together. We're going to get rid of the anxiety. We're going to lose the panic. We're going to lose the fear. We're going to find our footing together. And we're going to change not only how we are, but who we are. And that will only be for the better. That can only be for the better. So, that's where I am, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and kittens, children of all ages. That's where I am right now. That's who I am right now. I hope you'll come along with me to do that. I hope you'll come along with me to fix that particular problem and deal with those particular things. Because I will tell you what, if we do that together, they can't stop us. They can't. It's impossible. Let them go, because we have to take our power back through those processes. We have to take our authority back through that focus and that reality. That's what we need to do. And I do not hesitate to say that we can do it, because I know that we can. I'm certain we can. I've seen it done, and I know that it's possible. We just have to make a deep decision. We have to make an immediate, well, not an immediate, but a decision to do the things that we should do to save our very souls. And so, I hope you'll join me, and I hope you'll take part in what's happening here. And I hope that and I hope it works for you. And I'm thankful that you're with me, because that means everything. And we'll see you as we continue through this process. Thank you very much for your time and all the expertise and knowledge and capability that you have. Thank you. Go forth and save yourselves. And when I say nobody's coming, I don't really mean that. I think somebody is coming, and we're all coming together, and we're all going to do it, and we're going to fix these problems slowly but surely and make a better society and world for ourselves. And I hope you'll join. Thank you, everybody, and be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.